It
ain't Bohemian Rhapsody, I'll put it that way.
No.
Which has incredible harmonies and music, but also incredible lyrics.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That was a weak spot. But that song and the way it was produced was freaking brilliant. And it deserved a better fate. We got it up to 16 or 17 on Billboard, and then it...
Lorelei's a great name, I have to say.
I recommend it for any female. Really do. All right. Lots of folks had an exceptional, extraordinary weekend on the water because they took my advice. They went to visit our friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, and got themselves a Kawasaki jet ski. Kawasaki, the inventor, the originator of the jet ski. And at Adams Motorsports, they get a limited number of those every year. Their allotment is based on the previous year's sale. And when they're gone, they're gone. And why wait? Especially now at the end of the month, because, let's see, today, Tuesday through the end of the week, through Friday, Terry's going to want to hit numbers. So it's a perfect time to go over there and make a totally unreasonable offer on whatever, no pun intended, is going to float your boat through the summer heat. It's not just that, though. Of course, for on-road and off-road excitement, Polaris has a spring sales event going on that is incredible. Rebates up to $1,500, interest rates at 3.99 APR. And those are not bank standards. Those are Polaris standards. That's the great thing about all the product lines they sell. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kymco. The manufacturers put up their money so you'll buy their products. And they can make a very user-friendly interest rate for you without having to meet the stuffy standards of a bank loan. So stop by and see Terry and his team, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get that credit app started at AdamsMotorsports.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's a short week, didn't work Monday. That's because Monday was a holiday. 4 days to be with my boss, saying use the 4 days to get 5 days work done. 3 days was a nice weekend. I wish that a shorter week was more common. Yesterday, we were not working. Now it's only 4 days until the next weekend.
Brought Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Embattled attorney Michael Avenatti today arraigned twice on federal charges, entering not guilty pleas on the separate cases in New York courtrooms.
I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
Avenatti's accused of stealing from his former porn star client Stormy Daniels and of attempting to extort millions from Nike. The search continues in Utah for 5-year-old Elizabeth Shelley, who disappeared Saturday. Family and friends holding a vigil today. Family friend Janina Duvall.
We are not giving up, and we're doing everything that we can, and we are here to support them with whatever they can.
Police say the girl's 21-year-old uncle is the key suspect, but is refusing to cooperate despite what prosecutors say is DNA linking him to the girl. He's been ordered held without bond on an unrelated probation violation charge. This is Fox News.
Okay, you overdid it this weekend. Here's your answer right here.
At Peloton, we know what you need.
I need a great workout.
Nope, because as soon as the new car smell has worn off the new year, the Peloton bike you got for Christmas will be forgotten.
Yeah, I guess I have already stopped using it.
And that's why your bike converts into a Peloton clothes rack.
Look how it holds my pants.
That's not all. Turn the high-res screen around so you can watch Netflix from the couch.
Hey, does it have a fridge?
Oh, yeah. And look, a small oven to make nachos. You barely have to move and the pounds will pile on.
It works so well, I'm not even breaking a sweat.
The only thing you'll be breaking is your scale.
Yes!
The Peloton Coat Rack. Also available, the Peloton Dust Collector. Just shake it off outside every few months to rid your home of terrible allergens.
Hey, everybody, say something, Joey.
Yes. Well, I'm just looking at a James Comey op-ed here.
Oh, what is he trying to right the world before they throw his ass in jail?
Oh yeah, he's saying that the whole treason coup
isn't it amazing?
Is a lie and a dumb lie.
Isn't it amazing how the same pricks and bastards that demanded the full Mueller report and transparency, well, now Trump's declassifying all of this, and now they're all crapping bricks. You know why? Because they're going to end up with life sentences. So enjoy it, Jimmy boy. I'm sure they'll love you at whatever fine penitentiary they choose for you. You're a disgrace. You're a black mark in the FBI. In fact, all of these creeps, they got to go. The agents who really do the footwork, solve crimes, track down terrorists, and do all the rest of this dangerous stuff, you have damaged them. We know better. We know they're not the ones, but when you pull it, and Obama, you need to pay too, pal. Better not hide behind your race, because the whole idea of getting you in the White House was to show the world that America, anybody of any background, even if they weren't even born here, could become president. It was the media that wasn't ready for a president of color because they refused to evaluate you like they would someone else. They set a very low bar. What's that term? The racism of low expectations. That's what they did. And, oh, to hear him gnashing his teeth and wailing, the stories coming from election night in 2016 were, oh! And the balls to say his great economy? Really? His great economy.
We got Chad.
The Legal Eagle?
Yes.
Okay. I need to do two things real quick.
Okay.
First one, Chad, we'll be right with you. If you hang up, then I'm going to have doubts that you're really my friend.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some issues out on the roadways. We have an accident on Taylor Road right in front of East Chase, and it has the traffic really jammed up there. Several lanes are blocked. You'll want to avoid that area if you can. Traffic on the boulevard is starting to get really thick, and we see a lot of congestion between the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital. In fact, the entire south side of the boulevard is really crowded. There's also a large crowd between I-85 and the Wetumpka Highway. If you are on I-65, everything is moving along pretty smooth. I-85 looks looks pretty good in town. Of course, there's a slowdown around the downtown area. The big problem is as you go out north on I-85, there's about three accidents that could cause you problems. We have one at the 16-mile marker in the median. We also have one about the 22-mile marker. And there's a jackknife tractor trailer in the Tuskegee area blocking traffic on the southbound side. Let's be careful and try to get home safely this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You see this Trump tweet just now? It says, I was actually sticking up for sleepy Joe Biden while on foreign soil. Kim Jong-un called him a low IQ idiot and many other things, whereas I related the quote of Chairman Kim as a much softer, low IQ individual. Who could possibly be upset with that? He is trolling the crap out of these a-holes, and I'm loving every minute of it. And how about this? Yeah, the journalist apologizes for fake Trump tweet after every Trump-hating network, which is all of them, went viral with it. This crap's got to stop. Let's get the, come on, Barr, let's get the stuff released. Let's get the indictments rolling here. We've waited long enough for this. And here is the Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Low IQ idiots all over the world have been insulted.
Yeah.
Because they referred to Biden as a low IQ idiot. He is much lower than a low IQ idiot.
By the way, the rest of the Democratic field of losers was out doing their memorial thing, pretending to be patriots. Joe didn't do anything. He just kind of hung out.
Let me tell you, if you get a close-up look at the guy, he does not look good.
No.
He's getting a little crypt keeper look to him if you look at him closely. You know, he just doesn't look like a very healthy man. And, you know, there is no way he's going to keep up the pace with Trump. Trump's the only president I know that hasn't aged while he's been the president. You know? I don't think the guy's lost a step. Do you?
No. Trump?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding. He's getting better.
Yeah, he's getting stronger. Well, I will say this. Some good news today.
Yes.
And that is CNN is having to lay off more people in their London bureau.
I made mention of that over the weekend with the codicil that I normally don't cheer anybody losing a job, even when it's somebody I don't agree with. But in this case, I'll make an exception for the lie machine that is CNN. They brought this on themselves, and now a lot of these former workers are shooting off, you know, blah, 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 blah. You should have done something while you were there.
I'm sure that Brian Stelter is still going to claim that there's nothing to worry about. Just keep rearranging the decks on the Titanic, or the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
I think of Brian every time I tinkle.
I'm thinking more of number two.
No, when I look down, there's something about, there's a match there, you know?
Little Brian Stelter, I never knew George Costanza had a job after Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah, there was
so that. He looks like George Costanza, you know? By the way, did you see Kamala Harris's proposal that any state that wants to pass pro-life laws should have to go through pre-clearance from the Justice Department before they can do so? Yeah, that's how pro-left abortion. I mean, basically, why don't you just go ahead. Anybody who's pro-life should be shot. I mean, that's like unbelievable. How far to the left can these people possibly
run?
Well,
I'm glad they are, because the further they go, the further their chances of winning anything in 2020.
Ronald Reagan used, when he ran, you know, people were worried about him running as such a conservative. He said that people like bold colors, not pale pastels.
That's right.
When they're picking their folks.
And we still got a lot of pale pastel. What's this Justin Amash douchebag, by the way? What an a-hole.
Oh, by the way, I heard Avenatti saying he's going to be acquitted. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to jail.
Yeah,
yeah, you stole millions of dollars. They've got you by the you-know-what. I mean, I've seen the documents, the bank records, all that. They're public. He is dead meat. I mean, he's like, I think you should be. He doesn't know he's dead yet.
Yeah.
Or he does. He knows. He knows. I mean, there was a really good article on him. It was either in the New Yorker or it was in Vanity Fair, and it's about how his life had imploded. Mm. It was so enjoyable. It's like liberals.
All of them that were going to bring Trump down have blown up into tiny little pieces. All of them.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels, like, Avenatti, they're stealing from each other. It's hilarious. And Stormy's got to pay Trump his legal fees and on and on. These people are nuts, man.
Unlike the Clinton curse, nobody's killing them. They're committing suicide every time they say something bad about the president. It comes back on them. So
that's why I urge everybody, go to Don Serber. .blogstop.com, I think it is, and read his, or just Google it. It'll probably come up. Trump and Freud is the name of his list. There's over 100 people or institutions that have suffered very bad consequences because of the way they dealt with the president. They tried to hurt him, and instead they're out of business, or like CNN, firing people by the hundreds. Isn't it amazing to see them cling to this asininity right down until the last bubble?
Well, you know, you got people like little Adam Schiff, who they literally got him in a tweet previously saying that Trump would be obstructing justice by not disclosing all the documents publicly. And now that he's disclosing all of these, and now Schiff's criticizing him, saying it's part of the scheme.
I just mentioned that, yeah. The same people that want... Transparency. We want unredacted. No, don't put. That's dangerous. We can't.
Not so much that we don't really want that. So, well, it's going to be fun. I think the best day of our life will be when Comey is facing an indictment.
We'll all laugh. We'll have a party at Bomb Hours that night, bud.
Oh, no doubt. I'll be there. All right, y'all be good.
Thanks. With temperatures like the ones we've had, I haven't gotten a text or tweet from Rich. I don't think we set a record today, but it's been in the 90s, and it's going to be in the 90s. We're under a dome of high pressure. It's been dry, at least. But your AC is probably working nonstop, and you know your electric bills are going to be pretty much... Why not put the brakes on that? And it's real simple. It's a call to 802-FOAM, to Master Foam Insulation. Talk to our friend Wade. There's two ways this could be done. If you're in the process of building, you would be insane not to have Master Foam insulate that house because your electric costs will be half of what they would normally be. And assuming, you know, you're getting a state-of-the-art AC, new unit, all that, it'll last forever because it won't have to work nearly as hard with Master Foam for insulation. In an existing home, they can still do Master Foam and lower your attic temperature substantially by 40, 50, 60 degrees, depending on the type of attic and so forth, exposure to the sun. But when you do that, you're going to lower, again, your not only your electric costs, but the amount of time your AC unit has to work, which will extend its life. So you got the double benefit of a system that's going to serve you longer and costs that are going to be substantially lowered enough to pay for the Master Foam insulation over a relatively short period of time. It's worth looking into. Get an estimate. Call Wade at 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, or visit them online, master-foam.com. 520, got your news, Rich's forecast, then we're back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Activists from the Alabama Poor People's Campaign have given state lawmakers a list of demands they call real pro-life. About 50 protesters gathered in front of the State House today, calling for legislation to expand Medicaid, raise the minimum wage, and reform the prison system. The demonstration was in response to the restrictive abortion bill signed by the governor this month that would effectively ban abortion in Alabama. Parents and patients urge legislative committee members today to approve a medical marijuana bill that stalled in the House of Representatives. The House Health Committee on Tuesday held a public hearing on the Senate-passed bill that would allow patients with certain medical conditions to buy medical marijuana with the doctor's approval. Opponents urged the state to move slowly and said they feared it could lead to recreational use. The committee is expected to vote on Wednesday. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Sorry to say the intense heat is not quite done with us yet. For tonight, mostly clear, warm, overnight low 71. We're still dry. Tomorrow, still dry, with a high temperature up to about 96. That would tie yet another record with sunshine. Mid-90s again on Thursday. There could be an isolated late day or evening shower somewhere in the area. And then I think scattered storms will be here and there during the heat of the day on Friday and Saturday, with high temperatures backing off a little bit into the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after a
three-day weekend
that went by way too fast.
Now it's back to work,
and that makes it feel like Monday.
But it's not.
It's actually
Tuesday.
And that means a
four-day work week.
But you still need to do
5 days.
5 days worth of work.
That's why you're bummed out on a Tuesday. Cheer up.
You're one day closer to Friday. But don't get ahead of yourself.
Because it's only Tuesday. Now get to work.
Because it's your job.
And you need to
be there.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, I feel hot. I'm sweating a lot now. I feel hot. My AC is shot now.
All right, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. You want to do something about that? Have you called Clark yet and gotten them out to your house for the tune-up? Get that membership. We have I've had two people in the last week call and say how glad they were they had it because Clark's was right out to address their issues. At least the heat for now is it's hot, but it's dry. And all of this, I got to point out something I put on Facebook this morning. I also sent it to Rich with occasional cortex from the MODIS AD. It used to be Michelle Obama's mirror. Now it's MODIS AD reflections from the mirror of the United States. AOC live tweets the weather. And there's a picture of her. You know, this is a woman that was tending bar a year and a half ago. Now she's a freaking scientist, a meteorologist. And an actual weatherman called her out yesterday. Like garbage disposers, I guess AOC has never seen a tornado. Because she's like all wired because there's tornado warnings in Virginia and all this stuff. They just issued a tornado watch in D.C., quote from the simpleton. The climate crisis is real, y'all. Guess we're at casual tornadoes in growing regions of the country. There is only one reasonable response to that comment by AOC.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
The problem is, she's so electrified, the simpletons. Most of them aren't in her district. They're elsewhere. That's the frightening thing about whatever it is that people see in this woman is spreading. I would give anything to see her defeated in her own district, just off that Amazon catastrophe that she orchestrated with her big mouth. Mouth open. There's a cute meme going around where Joe Biden is blowing in her ear, not rear ear. And she says, thanks for the refill. All right, so MODIS goes on to say, like garbage disposes, I guess AOC has never seen a tornado either, not even on YouTube, because there's nothing and nothing casual by any definition of that word about tornadoes. But this is what this simpleton thinks, that we're casual with tornadoes. This whole thing, and I hope you'll go to the link and then go to the comments section, because there are many people that contribute their own tornado stories. Perhaps you meant causal tornadoes, as in there's a causal relationship between climate change and an increase in tornadoes. Hey, bitch, guess what? Last year, in the entire country, in the month of May, there were less than 100. That was your excuse for climate change. Now we're in a pattern with cold air coming down all the way through Arizona, and then riding up over this dome that we're under. And yeah, when you have extremes like that, it's going to create the kind of conditions that produce tornadoes. And it's been happening for eternity. But you see, history didn't begin until she got elected to Congress, the accident that would be. Quote, tornadoes are challenging to link to climate change links due to their nature, geographically limited, acute patterns, how they form. Of course, that failed to stop AOC or PBS from making the link anyway. Reading from the article, she explained, rather than lie squarely in the Great Plains, America's tornadoes appear to be sliding into the Midwest and Southeast. Hey, guess what? That's been going on since time immemorial, too. Since the glaciers retreated. Why don't you read a book? Can you read? Sliding into the Midwest and Southeast? Holy crap. 50 years ago, in the spring, we had tornado watches and warning, and then finally we did have the big one. And I saw it. And casual? Lady, until you've looked up the enormous funnel of an F4 tornado and seen the debris swirling around the base, you don't know what fear is. Our author goes on to say, I've lived in the upper Midwest my entire life. And let me tell you, spring, summer tornado warnings have always been standard fare, along with the less frequent but far from unusual touchdowns. But I always forget that history didn't begin until it affects millennials. Well put. So here's a brief glimpse of how things were in the way, way back machine. Now, I got to get this quote from the weatherman. Um, Many people are making fun of AOC's tornado tweeting. She was even chastised by a real meteorologist who tried to relate to her on her own terms. Quote, the congresswoman at AOC does not know the difference between weather and climate. Ryan Maw is the guy that made the comment. Rich knows who he is. Quote, let's try an easy analogy. Weather is what outfit you wear for heading out the door. Climate is your closet wardrobe. And that made it to the New York Post. Let's see. We need... Well, anyway, it's... Click the link. At the very end, there's a picture of a nighttime tornado illuminated by a lightning bolt. It's breathtaking. And at the bottom of that picture, it says, it's like the difference between we've only got 12 years and we've only got 12 seconds. And that's... Read the comments. There's some good stories in there. Yeah, it's like tornadoes. This from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was busy making rum and cokes 2 years ago and now is lecturing America about weather. Unbelievable. Hi, who's this?
It's Duke.
Duke, what's up?
Not much. You got a second?
A second?
I was going to tell you, can you imagine if the Republicans, I mean, let's flip the tables. Let's say the Republicans had done this to a Democratic Party. They would be making a Hollywood movie out of what's going on in this country right now. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, Hollywood's part of the problem. By the way, I loved what John Voight said over the weekend. Of course, he's getting ripped to shreds for it by his...
Mm-hmm.
Peers that that Trump is his opinion the greatest president since Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that just brought the house down, man.
But you know what they're doing. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, he may be the first president since Lincoln. Now Reagan saved us from and put an end to the Soviet Union.
Yep.
Without firing a shot, Trump is saving the republic.
But you know what they're doing? They're dragging him out. They're dragging this crap out. Mueller probably knew within 3 months.
That's why he doesn't want to talk to Congress, because they're going to ask him. The Republicans on that committee will be able to ask him questions.
Right. Well, they're dragging his presidency out because they're hoping that he's going to lose in 2020. That's the only thing they got, because if he loses, it's going to be swept under the rug.
Let's hope that, and thank you for the call, Duke. Let's hope that as all of this unfolds, and it will begin soon, the Democratic brand is so damaged. And when all these big names who were lecturing us are wearing the bracelets or cutting deals to save their sorry asses from a long prison sentence, you think Peter Strzok and Lisa Page haven't been working on that? They know they're screwed.
I think Lisa Page is cooperating.
I believe that's true.
Yes.
And Barr knows this. This is why they're trying to, they're not going to bring him down. But this is why they're crazy with Barr, because they know the same people that were demanding transparency are now saying, no, we want cloudy again. We like that better. Dumb bastards. Here's another story on... Ocasio-Cortez, a climate extremist, has repeatedly insisted the world will end in 12 years unless her policies are adopted, because after all, she is a frickin' genius. Claimed that a tornado warning in Washington, D.C. was proof of climate change. Really? You know, there have been tornadoes in that neck of the woods, historically referenced going back to the 17th century. But never mind. She is now, and now is what matters. A tornado watch issued by the National Weather Service tweeted 2:47 p.m. Thursday. A watch means conditions. She's telling it like we don't know this. The climate crisis is real, y'all. Where'd the Southern dialect come in with this twit? I'd like to make a vowel change on that, but I won't. Ryan Mao, who has a PhD in meteorology, quickly fact-checked Ocasio-Cortez, writing on Twitter, "I thought this was fake, but it's from Ocasio-Cortez's Instagram story. No matter what she means with casual tornadoes and how this line of severe thunderstorms is proof of any climate crisis, it's just the weather in D.C. The congresswoman does not know the difference between weather and climate." And then he gave the analogy about weather is what you wear heading out the door, and climate is your closet wardrobe. We need more of these guys to step up and put an end to this crap, or they'll be the first ones pissing and moaning when your taxes take 75% of your check, because higher taxes will change the weather in their twisted mind. Monica, let's see.
Oh, yes.
My dimpleada. My dimpleada. Because it's 99 Cent Taco Tuesday at El Jalisco, and there's some great specials to refresh you after a hot day. But first, let's hit the traffic donjon.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out our extra busy afternoon traffic, and we see lots of problems for you. If you're on I-85 headed towards the interchange, just be careful and be prepared to slow down. There's also a little bit of a jam up on the northbound side, so be careful there. There's also a slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on I-85 North. If you're on I-65, everything's pretty good except right around the Northern Boulevard where there's a slowdown. It'll clear up pretty quickly and you'll get on your way. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, there are busy spots all the way from the downtown area out to Taylor Road. And Taylor Road is still jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. We had an accident earlier. That's cleared up, but the traffic is still very thick. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and keeps them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 334-265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Yeah, toss the opening pitch out Saturday night at the Biscuit game. Got a nice reaction. A lot of listeners there that night, too, which is wonderful. And, well, fortunately, the three people that went before me were really like, wow, way off. I threw a fastball right over the heart of the plate on one bounce, right in front of home plate. Catcher had no trouble catching it. Could have been better. I got to do it again a week from this coming Monday with Rich. We're both going to be there.
Nice.
And then I know I'm going to have it because he was
just a bit outside
last year. Now we can talk to Melanie, goddess
of
El
Jalisco. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just ready to start getting busy on Taco Tuesday.
Yes, that's how I discovered El Jalisco, on a Taco Tuesday about a year ago or so, maybe a little bit more than that. And, of course, it's a lot more than tacos. Let's talk about the drink specials, though. It's hot outside.
Drink special, we got 3 to 7. We got the medium margaritas, $3.
And the beer special also, right?
Yeah, the beers are like Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light, the tall glass, only $2.99.
And that's a 22-ounce, so there's and you can stuff yourself on tacos, have a beer, and get out of there for a lot less than $10, which is really nice. Because these are real, authentic tacos, not those things they wrap in paper and fly out of a window in a drive-thru lane. This is authentic Mexican food, friends. And some of the other specials on Tuesday.
Yeah, we got the loaded nachos, like we call them nachos fiesta, with chicken or beef nachos, loaded with the lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, guacamole, and jalapenos for only
$6.99. Ooh, awesome.
And the enchiladas dinner, which was 2 enchiladas with rice and beans for only $6.99 too.
I want to remind everybody, you know, it's a big restaurant, and it's certainly nice and cool inside on a hot day, and you'll get great service from Melanie and the staff there. But if you don't have time to dine in and you want to pick up, they pack their food better than anybody. So you can get it home. You don't even need a microwave unless you live really far away.
Yeah, the special includes the to-go orders, too, so you can get as many as you want.
So you can call ahead or stop in. They'll turn it around very quickly. I usually go there and place my order and enjoy an ice cold Diet Pepsi at the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So El Jalisco is on Atlanta Highway across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory, right in front of Burlington Coat Factory. Authentic and excellent Mexican food. excellent people like Melanie and the team there to take great care of you. Try El Jalisco. Melanie, we'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right, anytime, Greg.
Thank you. They're so nice. Her and Yalen, and of course, I think Monica's playing hard to get.
Yeah. Well,
because she
it's working.
Every time I go there, she's there every time I walk in. She's just never there when we call. I think she is there.
Maybe she's busy running a restaurant, Greg.
No, I think she's hiding. She blushes. It's cute.
Maybe she saw that video of you back when you had that deep voice and that beard, and she's intimidated.
Back when I had a deep voice and a beard? All the way back then?
Have you ever seen a picture of AOC without her eyes bulging and her mouth open?
I've seen some live feeds where she looks like half in the bag.
Honest to God, she looks like you just saw her first and a big at that.
Oh, my.
541.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out our extra busy afternoon traffic, and we see lots of problems for you. If you're on I-85 headed towards the interchange, just be careful and be prepared to slow down. There's also a little bit of a jam up on the northbound side, so be careful there. There's also a slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on I-85 North. If you're on I-65, everything's pretty good except right around the Northern Boulevard where there's a slowdown. It'll clear up pretty quickly and you'll get on your way. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, there are busy spots all the way from the downtown area out to Taylor Road. And Taylor Road is still jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. We had an accident earlier. That's cleared up, but the traffic is still very thick. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and keeps them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 334-265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Patients and parents urged a legislative committee to approve a medical marijuana bill that stalled in the House of Representatives. The House Health Committee on Tuesday held a public hearing on the Senate-passed bill that would allow patients with certain medical conditions to buy medical marijuana with a doctor's approval. Opponents urged the state to move slowly and said they feared it could lead to recreational use. The committee is expected to vote Wednesday. Activists from the Alabama Poor People's Campaign have given state lawmakers a list of demands they call real pro-life. About 50 protesters gathered in front of the State House today calling for legislation to expand Medicaid, raise the minimum wage, and reform the prison system. The demonstration was in response to the restrictive abortion bill the governor signed this month that would effectively ban abortion in Alabama. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
So you hear what Daryl said there? Our legislators are worried about recreational use.
Hey, folks, I'll let you know something. Cannabis, marijuana, you know, the jazz lettuce, jazz cabbage.
Devil's lettuce, jazz cabbage. Yeah, Jay Scott.
Got to get it right. Yeah. It's prohibited right now. It's illegal, right, in the state of Alabama.
If I had a friend who was suffering, I would go buy it and get it for them and risk arrest.
Here's the thing. Even though it's illegal, there's a huge market for it to be used recreationally. It's not hard to get.
I got to tell you, friends, I mean, pardon me, I have not paid much attention to local politics, but these a-holes got to get this state into 2019. One group of politicians in the state likes to pretend it's still 1955 or there's still slavery and all this other crap and give nobody any credit for changing times. And then the others have their heads so far up their ass they couldn't see tomorrow with a good sneeze. It's just...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Sorry to say the intense heat is not quite done with us yet. For tonight, mostly clear, warm, overnight low 71. We're still dry. Tomorrow, still dry, with a high temperature up to about 96. That would tie yet another record with sunshine. Mid-90s again on Thursday. There could be an isolated late day or evening shower somewhere in the area. And then I think scattered storms will be here and there during the heat of the day on Friday and Saturday, with high temperatures backing off a little bit into the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Witness the birth of the next great hit song from the executive producer of The Voice, It's Songland. Undiscovered songwriters and the hottest producers, including CMA and Grammy winner Shane McAnally, will come together to create the next hit song. With superstar artists like Old Dominion, Kelsey Ballerini, John Legend, The Jonas Brothers, One Republic, and many more. You might witness the creation of your next favorite song. Songland premieres tonight on NBC.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. And at 5% savings when you buy in bulk, save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com. We offer job site delivery 7 days a week, so save even more time by having your order delivered. For the supplies you need to give your customers a fence they'll love. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Uh-oh. Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore. Because now, there's the Inebriator. A breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
Oh, Jimmy Comey writes an op-ed today.
Yeah.
No treason, no coup. Yeah. Sorry, it was certainly a coup. And we'll learn more about the legal definition of treason in the days ahead.
Well, and I'm reading a
Well, they're
piece.
Marching your sorry asses into it.
I'm reading a piece by an old colleague of yours, Byron York.
What does Byron say?
As Barr mulls declassification, a familiar tune from critics.
Yeah.
And he kind of lays out in 2018, in February of 2018, Nunes' memo on the FISA warrant application on Carter Page came out. And all sorts of people at the time said, oh, it would do grave damage to American national security. Here's what Byron says. It didn't happen. There wasn't grave damage. The damage didn't happen. Now, some of the same people are issuing somber warnings of the damage that will be done if Attorney General William Barr declassifies documents showing what else the nation's law enforcement intelligence agencies did in the 2016 investigation. In 2018, John Brennan said of the Nunes memo, "I've never witnessed the type of reckless partisan behavior I'm now seeing." And recently, Brennan called the Barr declassification project a reckless, you had to be clear, a reckless initiative. Adam Schiff in 2018 crosses a dangerous line, talking about the Nunes memo. Today, talking about Barr having declassification power, a new and dangerous phase.
Yeah.
And essentially, here's what Byron says, many others echoed Brennan and Schiff's and Holder's sentiments. The problem is they were wrong then, and they're likely wrong again now.
Hey, are the Duncan Tomlinson team coming tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so. And I'm not sure who's on line one here. I just put them on hold as I was reading.
We'll be going over some memes.
Nice.
Kit Harington, is he from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, played Jon Snow.
He's in rehab.
Really?
Apparently all that dragon stuff got to him. Very stressful.
Well, I mean, he had all sorts of identities that weren't revealed to him later. And, I mean, the fact that he found out who he really was meant he was, you know, stooping somebody in the family. Oh, yeah, that happened. But after he found out, he did not do that again. He was raised proper and right by Ned Stark of the North.
Here is the latest polling data on the pathetic field of Democratic candidates. Joe Biden, 37%. Bernie with 16. And Big Chief Elizabeth Warren has 10. Beat off is down there with 3.
Oh, Lord.
Buddha, butt gig, all of them. They're all nuts. None of them are going to be Donald Trump.
I think unless Buttigieg messes up, I think his star will continue to rise. I think he'll be good in the debates. I think Kamala Harris could be very good. I think Joe Biden is fragile, and he's going to get hit hard. It's been Biden's story every time he's run for president. He comes out of the gate strong. He's now running on the fumes of, essentially, I was VP, and don't you like Obama Democrats, which they do. Democrats do. And
the nerve of that asshat to take credit for Trump's economy, that's what blows me away, man.
I just think as soon as somebody throws a punch, whether it's Kamala Harris or Buttigieg or whomever, I think Biden will crumple.
You know, if we could get Kamala Harris to put her legs up here like she did in San Francisco, you know how far we could broadcast this signal?
I'm willing to test that out.
All the way to twice a month Deatsville.
Didn't we test that out?
No power.
You need me to investigate?
Get to work on that.
All right.
Immediately.
You had my attention. Do we need stirrups?
I got it. Sure do, Wild Bill. Make yourself a little cowboy movie while you're having all that fun. Now I lost my place. Oh, comments. This is weird. There's a woman out there in Facebook land named Rosalind. She has the same last name I do. Ritter Boodle. She is talking about, you know, because AOC is announcing there's never been a tornado watch in D.C., right, according to her.
Oh, okay.
At least since she's been there. So it must be climate change. That right after they moved here, right after her show was a little guy, in 2001, her old neighborhood was hit with a spring tornado. And so AOC, she says, doesn't know what the heck she's talking about. A tornado came right through that area 18 years ago. It is not a new thing. You can look it up at NOAA. Oh, it happened in the fall of 2001. There's Nancy Pelosi still trying to spit the bit out of her mouth. If you would like the incredible experience of having your vision restored with LASIK, the first step is to find out if your vision issue is one that can be fixed with a LASIK procedure, and that doesn't cost you a penny, and it takes very little time. That's Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. 272-2020. Spring screening, man. It's the time to get it done. And they have so improved the technology, and it's virtually no downtime whatsoever. Just the miracle of opening your eyes and having everything come into crystal clear focus without reaching for... That's going to be the biggest challenge, is to stop reaching for glasses or... I got to put my... Because your eyes are going to work like they did when your vision was perfect. So call them at 272-2022, the most board-certified, experienced board-certified corneal specialist with Dr. Swan and Shin. There's a video at their web address, getlasik.me. I urge you to watch that, and you can approach this thing with full confidence that you are in the best hands, a practice that's been around since 1945. Amazing. That's 272-2020 or online, mep.com. It is 5:56. What's on the... Oh, there he is.
Look at that face.
I know. Until 6 o'clock, you're ready for...
Montgomery Skywatch making it through our 5 o'clock rush hour, and things look a lot better on the boulevard. It's back to stop-and-go traffic at the traffic lights. We don't have any big problems for you there. If you're on I-65, the little traffic jams we've been having around the Northern Boulevard come and go, but right now everything looks great. If you are on I-85, headed out of town, you've got some issues. You're going to slow down when you get to Taylor Road. That's going to stay with you till you get about to Chantilly Parkway. Then you're going to start encountering quite a lot of problems because we have accidents at the 16-mile marker, the 22-mile marker, and if you keep on going towards Tuskegee, there's a jackknifed 18-wheeler on the southbound side. That is slowing things down there. There's also an accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Watch the traffic around you, be careful, and get home safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes. And